The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Biz Radio, on Kent Business Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday, the 28th of November. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host.
It's me, it's Bird.
It's Miss On a Bike.
All right.
Hello.
I'm a bit excited today.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
Can we say it yet?
Yeah, go on.
We can't, can we?
No, go on, go for it.
I can say it.
Yeah, go on.
It'll break the law, though.
Yeah, that's all right.
Buddy the Elf. What's your favourite colour?
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas on... It's December the 1st.
Is that it?
Well, it's not quite December the 1st, yeah.
December, she's been. I'm so excited, I cannot tell you.
I've stopped her saying this for the last 3 weeks,
I'm so excited.
You can't say...
Buddy the Elf.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favourite colour? Until it's December.
I can't.
And it's only the 28th, but I suppose I'll let her
I'm not here next week.
Because she's not here next week, Jules is back, so...
I saw the hype on Twitter, I was expecting some major announcement.
This is... What are you talking about?
Mm.
This is amazing, Linda.
This is it. This is her entire contribution to the show.
Thank you.
You realise.
This is my amazing
And luckily, she came dressed as Buddy the Elf. Not that you can see her.
Yeah. Hello, you're all right.
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Yeah, what are you saying? What you know?
Well, I'm in rant mode at the moment. I'm having lots of rants, and I don't like ranting, but it's just starting to annoy me that people don't research anything or look at anything before they post it. The funniest thing I saw, and you may have seen this, was... a whole thing went around Facebook a few days ago, and there were lots of people that we know that also got involved in retweeting this and starting petitions and all the rest of it. There was a bill in the House of Commons which had a phrase in it about animal sentiency, and the bill was voted down. So the sentiency, the belief that animals had feelings, and the bill was voted out. Okay, and the Independent wrote a story saying. Evil Tories, you know, don't believe that animals have feelings. But, of course, they never read the bill. And the bill didn't say that at all. The bill actually recognised that, but it was all the other stuff in the bill that got voted out. And eventually, the Independent had to retract the story and issue an apology for getting it wrong. But by that time, 5 million people had started petitions and retweeted it around the internet. And that kind of thing just annoys me more than anything, that people instantly... jump onto a bandwagon without actually ever checking anything first.
Rule number one, yeah. Read past line one.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And, you know, anyway, so that's my rant for today.
Nice.
Yeah. So what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Writing lots. Just, this is a really interesting one for me at the minute. It's, you know, my book, it's never, I was going to say it's Never About the Fitness, that's my last one. You know my book, Shall I Help You Pack?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going through...
Where are we in it? Are you almost ready yet?
Yeah, it's almost going
to
the publisher.
I'm so dying to read this.
Almost, yeah, but here's the laughable thing now, and this is the funniest bit, is now I'm into this legal side of it. So, obviously, we've got it written, but now I have to make sure that it's not defamation of character of anybody that...
Sorry, that made me choke.
Yeah,
because it wouldn't be, would it? No.
No, well, no. Obviously it's my story, my perception, absolutely, my understanding of the situations.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody else reads it in a different manner, then I have to make sure that I come with the greatest of respect and love and grace to it.
Mm.
So that's where I am at the minute in the book of, okay, so let's just get every I dotted, T crossed and make sure that it legally stands, which is very, very interesting.
Mm.
Because you'd think the publisher would take care of this.
Yeah.
No.
Well, the publisher ought to, because the publisher is partially liable as well.
No, they write it out of the contract.
Oh, have they...
You as the author are liable.
Have they...
I know.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how valid a
contract that increase your royalty? Because you have to have the full liability.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we get into it, Tina.
But I'm no lawyer, but I am a publisher. A media publisher, and it doesn't matter what we write in a contract, we're held liable for what we publish.
I know.
On a different basis.
And this is why I have to really go into, here you go, my research into making sure before that book has a life and goes out into the ether that I am making sure that it is protective at the highest degree. So that's that's what I'm doing at the minute, writing, finishing it off. Doing lots with the radio show. My radio show's just gone mad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In a good way, I hope.
Always. I'm booked out, can you believe this, with guests until April now.
Are you? That's
brilliant. So it's awesome. So the conversation's going well. Everything's good. Thank you very much for asking.
Cool.
You look like you're going to be up to something.
No, I was just trying to find an email that I'm going to read in a minute when you finish talking.
Okay, do you want me to carry on talking?
No, you can carry on. You talk about your show, you know, plug yourself, I don't mind.
Well, that's what we're for, a small business and all
plug
that.
Plug your show. Yeah, no, absolutely. So the conversation on a Wednesday, yeah, with Bird.
At 1 till 2.
Miss on a bike.
We've actually got a really interesting guest tomorrow. So we've got Ali Holland, who's a SME.
Yeah, I know Ali. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be nice to have. So if you want to listen in, come and listen to my show on the conversation.
Yeah. Ali gave the greatest acceptance speech of an award that I've ever presented.
Oh, go on.
I could do the whole thing, the whole speech, because it only consisted of two words, but I couldn't do it on the radio.
I love that.
Were you there?
No, but if she says anything like that tomorrow, she's off.
I know. She's off.
She's off.
Yeah.
But Ali Holland, if you're listening.
It bought the house that. It really did. It was so funny. It was just the timing of what she said when she got to the microphone. It was just really funny.
But only Ali could pull it off.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Nobody else could have done it. Yeah, no, absolutely. It was brilliant.
So what's this email?
I've got an email from Roland Stanley, over at the St. George's Hotel. And he said, afternoon, Paul. I hope you're well. Apologies for the lateness of the email. Would you be able to give us a shout out today? We have the Shadow Minister for Business, Bill Esterson, MP, coming into Dragon Co-working tomorrow to meet our community and small business owners. If anyone in the Medway area would like to pop in to meet Bill and ask him questions, they will be very welcome. And you can come to us from 10:45 a.m. onwards. And that's at the St. George Hotel, 7 to 8, New Road Avenue, Rochester. So do get along. It's worth a look at Dragon Co-working as well, because it's well funky and cool over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. What you got?
Nothing.
What? Nothing at all?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Your emails are by the side, don't
I know, I've got them.
You're just trying to wind me up, aren't you? Well, while you're trying to wind me up, I'll go through the normal thing about how you can contact us here on the show. Because actually, we're fed up talking to Bird, and we'd like to hear from you.
How rude.
The business is out there.
It's only just starting.
In the world. Thank you.
Please talk to me.
Well, you can talk to Bird as well. And why not? But you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call us on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb or her, BirdOnABike_, and use the hashtag BeBunker.
It's really important, isn't it?
It is really important to put a hashtag in there, and then we can find you, because we've had 1,943,873,000,006 tweets.
Nice. I've got a tweet here.
Have you?
Yeah, but I found one now.
Go on then.
Okay, so this is from the infamous Jo Dodds.
Is it really?
It is.
Hello, Jo.
Hello, Jo. And she says, please give this a mention for @LisaSettle. BeBunker today, they want a shout out. So today you can help someone with type 1 diabetes by donating at JDRF UK. Please say that carefully. And what you will get and what you donate will be doubled, and research will lead us to a cure. And that's for Charity Tuesday.
It is, in fact, Charity Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, do support that. Do support any of your charities. If you want to do me a favour, you can support one of my charities, which is Kent Deaf Children's Society, mm-hmm, or the Kenwood Trust. Thank you.
Yeah, it's really important.
It is really important, yeah. Give him back.
Have I told
good.
You, I went down to Brighton last night. My little one had a gig. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, he's 16. He left home when he's 16. Mm-hmm. And he's down there at British Institute of Music. And he stays with a host family.
Right.
And the two, that they are a deaf family. So Lou is in this environment where they lip read. And it's remarkable. Mm. And the mum is deals with all the deaf children. She's the head of deaf children.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
So just because you've mentioned that, I thought, wow. And it's so amazing how what skills they're taught, especially if they haven't ever heard sounds before.
Mm,
so how would you know what to say or speak like? So it's really important.
Mm. No, it's fascinating. As you know, I'm the president of the Kent Deaf Children's Society, and very experienced with deafness. My family were all deaf. I'm deaf. Everybody I know is deaf. And Linda's half deaf, yeah. Only when she wants to be, though. it is important. And communication is an interesting thing when you can't hear. And both lip reading and sign language are cool.
Well, just as I mean, Louis just went, he said to me, oh, my God, Mum, you know, he said, I'm coming down the stairs and they can smell me. And they're, like, miles away in the kitchen where he's, you know, got a nice aftershave on. He said, and I'm like, well, I haven't even walked by you yet.
Yeah.
So their senses are heightened. It's just brilliant.
You compensate for the senses you don't have with the other senses that you do have.
Interesting.
My dad used to be incredibly. My dad was deaf and deaf from birth, and all 10 of his brothers and sisters were deaf. And the funny thing is with my dad, he'd lip read, but if you were having an argument, he just wouldn't look at you. It was so frustrating. When I got big enough, when I was little, I couldn't do anything about it. When I got big enough, I used to grab him in a headlock and make him look at me so that I could argue
headlock
with him.
Headlock your dad. Brilliant, isn't it? You will argue with me. I love that. I'm going to try that next time when I'm in an argument. Just look away.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a tweet from Athelbrae. And they say, Vanilla Weird Business Bunker would love a Tuesday shout out for our management program starting on the 16th of January at Brands Hatch Place Hotel. We're able to offer discounts for multiple delegates. It's from 8:30 until 11:30 every 2 weeks for new and inexperienced managers. If you call us on 01892 832 059 for more details. Thank you so much, Paul and the gang. So you'd be the gang.
Am I the gang?
You're the gang now.
Awesome.
Yeah. And you can follow them and find out more about this and record their phone number by following them on the Twitter. And their Twitter handle is A-T-H-E-L. My screen goes off just as I start to read it, doesn't it? A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E-L-T-D. Athelbrae Limited. Do give them a follow.
I was looking forward then to listening to your spelling. See if you could spell Athelbrae. Say it every week.
Athelbrae. I can spell it. I know how to spell it anyway. I don't actually need the screen. Yeah. Just for those of you to know, Amanda has put a series of pictures of me and one or two other people onto the internet and asked for funny captions, and there are some hilarious captions coming in. What's worrying, though, is how many people think of the same caption for a picture of me pointing. That was a bit worrying. That at least 5 people have put "you're fired" as a caption.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think about that.
No, I've never fired anyone in my life. Oh, no, I have.
Anyway, Megan Adam. Hi, Vanilla Webb. My partner and I start home cleaning and maintenance services in Canterbury and surroundings. Can you give us a shout out, please, so we can help carry on cleaning duties for customers when they can spend more time with their family and friends? Nice bit of marketing. I'm loving that. Before Christmas. So there you go, Megan Adam. And that is at MeganAdam40.
Fantastic. I can't find the actual tweet because I saw it go through earlier, but I've just seen another tweet from them thanking me for retweeting the tweet. So when I find it, I'll read it out properly. But in case I can't, I need to give them a mention, and that's for Cancer Research UK Southeast. So big up to those guys and girls and all the good work they do. Do give them a follow on the Twitter, CRUK_SEAST. CRUK_SEAST. That's Cancer Research Southeast. And thank you so much, guys, for all the really good work you do. Please support them.
Well, we've got one here from Ministry of Growth. Hi, Paul. Have a great show today at Min for Growth. If you were looking for something new to give your clients for Christmas, or me, how about a Spanish hamper? What's a Spanish hamper?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Olé. So let us know, Ministry for Growth. Mm. What is a Spanish hamper? Is it? Oh, yeah, we are. All right.
Must be Rioja.
You can see Linda's pointing at me. So it is choose a ready-made hamper or create your own artisan Spanish product. Mm. Nice. So we've got wines, beers, spirits, olives, cheese, paprika, chorizo. Is that said right?
Chorizo.
Chorizo. Yeah. I don't even like it because you can speak Spanish.
You're partly foreign, that's why.
Because you can speak Spanish. Chorizo. And that's it. Sherry vinegar. Oh, I love a sherry.
Or buy a really good Kentish hamper from Spices with Kentish products in it as well.
Well, we're just reading out the tweet here for them. That's all, Linda.
Do you know what? I'm going to ask you to move.
The mic. Yeah.
Yeah, because that purple mic is not good. Can you just move slightly along and use the green mic, please?
It's the red one that matches my dress.
What?
Blend in.
So that's good. I love that. So, hampers. Do you give your clients any hampers? What do you give your clients?
Nothing.
There you go. That put you on the spot, didn't it? Are you a card giver?
No.
Oh, I hate writing cards.
I never write cards.
I think it's come from a mother who always used to send you a card. Even if you went to the toilet, she'd send you a card. Congratulations. So I'm absolutely over them. I can't do cards anymore.
I really don't send cards. No. I probably send half a dozen to the people closest to me, and then that's it. Otherwise,
I'm the same. Look at our faces.
Yeah. I'm sure. when you say, do I send gifts? The answer to that is no. I'm sure someone in my organisation probably organises that for me.
Well, then, yes, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we love our clients.
How's that, Paul?
Not that much better, actually.
So, 6th of December, Sevenoaks, first Wednesday, 10:30 till midday, is the Weald Heights Boucherie Close? Sevenoaks, is that right? Couldn't even tell you. Join the team at Weald Heights, who will be showcasing their spectacular new care home in the centre of Sevenoaks. Sponsoring the event is David Howes, GAT from Chevening Financial, a small business with big heart supporting the community beyond finance. Go to www. Which means? Sevenoakschamber.com. Test out new digital hub. British Business Bank is running a survey to find small business owners to test out the development of new digital hub for scale-up companies. The hub will provide information to help SMEs choose the finance options best suited to them. The survey takes around 3 minutes to complete. Visit the website for more details. And that's at SurveyMonkey.
Cool. Thank you for that.
Pleasure.
I've got an email here. Experience a one-day conference like no other. On the 27th of February 2018, CEME Conference Centre will be the prime stage for the most comprehensive event on every ambitious business owner's calendar. During the morning, you will benefit from recognised speakers on cybersecurity and business asset protection. After lunch, there will be a networking masterclass focusing on the areas crucial for every business to thrive. These roundtable discussions will provide your businesses with the best chance to gain new market share and a greater profit during 2018. There's a lot more information. There's a whole list of speakers. There's a whole itinerary for the event. And you can find it all by going to www.cawl.org.uk. That's www.cawl.org.uk. Please check that out. It's happening early next year in Essex.
Cool. I've got one of two.
Oh, my neck of the woods.
It is indeed, yeah.
I've got one of two tweets, but I've not got the second one yet. But I think it's really important to just share this. So it says MMK Mind. And this is, hope today's business bunker goes well for you, Paul. If you would be willing to, it was just in the tweet. If you'd be willing to let the community know a little message from us, that would be wonderful. We would like to let anyone listening know that as Christmas approaches, it can be lonely time for some. If you feel that way, and then the next tweet needs to come. We've not got it yet, but I just wanted to address it. If you do feel that way, I suggest that you go to MMK Mind, because they're obviously going to say where to go to speak to them. And it can be, as much as I'm all very jovial and, you know, it can be a very, very isolating time. Please reach out to people.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, please do. Please, if you need any support, help or advice, as Bird has said, do follow MMK Mind. And find out more about them. They are always willing to
help. But we need their second tweet, so send it through
to us. I did see both tweets.
Did you?
Yeah, they have both come through.
I'll try and get it.
Let me see if I can quickly find it. Read an email and I'll see if I can find it.
Clearing the air, a new report warns that future air quality proposals risk disproportionately hitting small firms unless they are implemented fairly. Clearing the Air finds that policies such as clean air zones in England have the potential to hit up to 1.5 million small businesses and self-employed. It calls for greater support for small firms to mitigate the impact. I actually don't know what that just said then, did you? You just hear words then, didn't you? So it would be quite interesting to go a little bit into more what the new report warns that future air quality proposals risks are.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
There are issues with the cost that it's going to have for small businesses going into London that have to pay the pollution rates, which is £5 or £6 a day.
Mm.
I might be wrong on the cost.
On top of any congestion charges.
Yeah, top of congestion charges.
We touched it, didn't we? We touched it when we had a chap coming about leasing.
About car leasing and hybrids and all the rest of it. Yeah, I found the other tweet now, so I'm going to read both all in one go so it makes sense. Yeah, so it's hope today's business bunker goes well, Paul. If you'll be willing to let the community know a little message from us, that would be wonderful. We would like to let anyone listening know that as Christmas approaches, it can be a lonely time for some. If you feel that way, support is out there and is readily available to help you. Christmas isn't going to be a great and brilliant time for everyone. That's okay. It's time that gets you down. You don't have to suffer alone or in silence. Please get in touch with us, MMK Mind. And you can follow them on the Twitter @MMK Mind.
Yeah, brilliant.
So do that. Cool. Now I need to go back where I was in the list a trillion tweets ago. You read another email.
Oh, really?
Okay. No, I'll tell you what. Let's do it. Need to do that.
Let's have a song.
Let's have a song.
Is it jingly?
Well, see if you know what this is.
Well, I know what film it's from.
Yeah, what?
Love Actually.
You're right. It's Beach Boys. Yeah. God only knows.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no-hassle, peace-of-mind commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies and facilities management. Operating a safe, green and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com. Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business conference worth visiting. The Grow Kent Annual Conference, November the 30th at the Ashford International Hotel. Get tickets at growkent.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Biz Radio, Kent Business Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday the 28th of November with me, Paul Andrews, and her,
Bird.
On a bike.
Ms.
Ms. On a bike.
Ms or Miss? Can I be a Miss?
Miss. Yeah. A mess. You can be a mess.
I'm not a mess.
You're not a mess.
I'm
you're
not a
miss.
Mess.
No, you're a miss.
I'm not a mess at all.
No, you're a miss.
Have I told you what I'm doing new now from my training?
No, but hold on. Before you start.
I'm
you
doing a double teapot.
No,
right?
No, come on. I know you are. She's got her hands on both hips. Now, listen. You wandered into this studio once again, stuffing your face with biscuits.
A Garibaldi.
Yeah. And telling me you're starving hungry.
I was.
Now, that was acceptable while you were training to cycle five times up Box Hill.
Yeah.
So what are you up to now?
Oh, well, now what I'm doing, but it's leaning me up too much now. I'm wasting away. I'm wearing a weighted vest as I'm running. I'm carrying 7 kilograms. Look at Linda's face.
I tell you what.
I'm carrying
I tell you what. No. I've got
extra.
This idea, Bert. I've got this idea. Why don't I come over to you when you're going out for a run?
Yeah, yeah.
You can carry me.
Yeah.
Right? Then you...
You're 7 kilograms, are you?
No, a bit heavier than that. I'm 17 stone. What's that in kilograms? Not many, is it?
Well, 9 stone is 57 kilograms.
So it's about 100 then. Yeah, so...
And you, 14.
Yeah, yeah. So you can carry me, yeah? That'll benefit you.
Yeah.
And then I can also tell everybody I've been for a run.
Yeah, and you can see the beautiful
sea.
She's
carrying on her heavy weighted vest. Well, I've just spent 6 months trying to lose.
Yeah
exactly.
That's amazing,
seven
isn't it?
Kilos
doesn't it make you spit?
Using the bird
7 kilograms.
Right.
I'm loving it. So it makes me really hungry. And I didn't eat today. Sorry about that.
Is that right?
Why are you laughing?
No, nothing. No reason.
I'm fasting.
You're fasting?
If you're from Kent, I'm fasting.
I'm fasting. If you're from pirate country, she's fasting.
On so, Garibaldi biscuits.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're the best.
Yeah.
For fasting.
Yeah.
I've finished fasting then. Right, let's get on with this, shall we?
Yeah, read an email.
Okay. The government has dropped plans for a huge lorry park. Oh, wow, really?
Yep.
Good.
Off the M20 in a massive U-turn. The government says it will no longer be going ahead with the plans for a 250 million park near Hythe, just days after saying it was still fully committed. How interesting.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It means plans will be taken back to the drawing board with options due to be presented to the public next year and submitted in 2019. But it's today been told that the High Court will no longer be defending a judicial review against the plans for the proposals near Stamford. Who was that chap that we had in, oh my goodness, a year ago?
Yeah, yeah. He was the chairman of Stamford Parish Council.
And he lived in there, didn't he?
And he lived in the village, and he was also the coordinator for the protest group.
Yeah, it'd be great to hear from him.
Yeah, he's probably out partying still, isn't he?
That's amazing.
Interestingly, on KM Business this morning, they were stating that the lorry park is going to be built somewhere towards Sittingbourne. Mm. So they're going north, Kent.
Yeah. They are claiming that they're thinking about putting it somewhere else. But, of course...
Yeah. Well, Sittingbourne's now come up.
Yeah, yeah. The issue is... The solution to this is blindingly simple. Yeah, it's a requirement of transport law that you have to have lorry stops anyway, not just Operation Stack. And we don't have enough in this country. If you go to France, they have them every 5 miles. We don't have them every 50 miles in this country. We need vastly more smaller lorry stops. And then we need to use the multi-million pound motorway information system to tell drivers that Kent is closed and not to come here and to find a lorry stop somewhere in Lincolnshire or deepest, darkest, lovely Essex and park there. That's all.
There's so much space in England. Why does it all have to be in Kent?
Kent, yeah, exactly. If you let it all come into one funnel, you're going to get a problem. So you need to disperse it. It is standard network queuing theory, which used to be one of my specialist subjects.
Full speed revising.
Yeah, I was a network engineer many, many years ago. And queuing theory is a very simple... Well, it's not simplified. It's quite complex, actually. But it has mathematical algorithms, which says you never put all your eggs in one basket. So what do? Build the M25 and Operation Stack. Anyway.
Are you ranting?
I'm ranting again, aren't I?
What is it?
I don't know, I must be my age. I must be getting into rant age.
Is it Christmas? Is that what's getting
you
the
ranting? Getting up my nose, yeah.
Is it already?
Yeah. Something like that. Anyway, I'll tell you what, let's have a much better conversation.
Let's do it.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the very first time today's first guest, which is the lovely Tina George. Hello, Tina.
Hello there, Paul.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Tina's from Shoreline Communication, and Shoreline Communication operate Agilis Mobile.
That's right.
And we're going to talk to her about all those kind of things about her. And she's from Essex as well, by the way.
Yes, I was allowed in this morning.
Yeah, you were. Where did you come from this morning, Tina?
Just near Chelmsford, outside of Chelmsford.
That's a long way.
Yes.
How long did that take you? It's normally about 3 hours, isn't it?
Oh, it took me last night 3 hours to get home.
Yeah.
There was a problem on the Essex side of the crossing, and I got caught up on the Kent side of it. So a three-hour journey. And this morning, someone decided to flip their car on my route in, which, although it wasn't my direction, everybody wants to stop and look and see what's going on. So yeah. I wish they'd just put those big screens up along the side of the road so you can't see.
See, yeah.
And that's
rubbernecking is one of the big problems, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Anyway, you got here, and that's the main thing.
Yes,
that's lovely.
Very
do you come
so.
Every day then? Do you commute in?
No, oh. I don't come every day.
Okay. Don't blame you.
That the advantage of technology, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah,
we can
absolutely.
Work from home. We, yeah. We've got access to the internet.
What, in Essex? Is that allowed?
Yes, deep, dark Essex. We have it there, yes.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for making the trip down here. We do appreciate it. Why don't you kick off by telling the listeners that don't know a little bit about your Agilis mobile brand and what it's all about.
Yes, I will do. Well, first of all, in case you're wondering, my team are based in Westmorland. Mm. So that's the Kent connection for everyone. We've got an office out of there. Agilis Mobile really was conceived by me and my business partner as a way. We were just frustrated by the fact that mobile signal, not just across Kent, but generally fluctuations. You could be on one network, it'd work perfectly at home. You get to the office, you're hanging out the window trying to get signal on your mobile. So when we looked at bringing a mobile solution to market, we thought, what can we do that just completely throws away the rule book, does things differently, and focus just on what businesses would want and feel would suit their purposes in a mobile service?
Right,
so not
okay.
something was one size fits all, but how we could work like that. So with Agilis Mobile, we have very much gone down the SIM-only route. It really isn't rocket science to see that the smartphone now has reached its zenith. So people aren't, you've got phones that probably cost you near on £1,000 and you're thinking, oh, well, what am I going to do with that when I get my new contract? It's about utilising your existing hardware. So we've gone down the SIM-only route, but what we have done in terms of throwing out the rule book, our focus is very much service driven. That's what we've earned our stripes of our Shoreline Communications business. We deliver network connectivity across the county and beyond out to the Channel Islands. It's businesses deserve better than what they're getting
in
mobile offerings.
Oh, tell me about it.
So it was, what can we do to make this better, to make it different? So that's our focus.
Okay.
With Agilis and with one of its bolt-ons, which is the anywhere aspect, you can roam up and down the country. If the home signal's not available, there is another network that you can pick up on.
Right.
So you're never with it. Wherever there's a mobile signal, you will actually be able to make a call.
So I might have got the terminology wrong here, but what you're saying to me is that no matter what network I start out on, if there's a signal from another network somewhere,
that's
I can pick it up.
Part of our Agilis Anywhere, absolutely,
right.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It's like it's roaming at home. If you think about it, when you land in Spain, we were talking about that earlier, what happens on your phone as you're wandering around the country? You see different networks come up.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
It's about it's the equivalent of doing that in the UK.
Right, okay.
Roaming, but just on your one SIM card in your handset, and that's it, really. It's as simple as that.
That's amazing. Because I mean, and that is so obvious.
It is, isn't it?
And it's so obvious. But we have a particular issue in a part of Kent. My old mum, bless her, cotton socks. Hello, mum, if you're listening. She lives in a village called Headcorn. And for some bizarre reason, Headcorn has absolutely zero mobile phone coverage from Vodafone and O2. Okay? EE, perfect. The other two, nothing. Zilch. Not a thing. If you drive half a mile towards my house, the whole situation flips on its head. And that's really frustrating because you don't know what phone to buy.
Exactly. So why should you have to make that choice?
Yeah.
Why not just get a product, Agilis Mobile, that can do all of that for you? The other thing, as I say, our focus, it being a business mobile product, was what else is it that you want from your mobile phone? Well, we all carry them around. There are offices in our handbags, in our pockets. But we use it to take calls from everyone, friends, family, business. And do we want our customers to hear a message that's the same as we say to our old mum in Headcorn, or do we want a more professional approach to it? And the way our service is designed, you can actually select contacts to create call lists for yourself so they receive particular messages from you. So you've got your hello mum, your one for your professional image.
Oh, I'm liking that.
For your customers.
So basically...
Based on your contact list.
So if I've got an Agilist SIM, right, in my phone, and Bird calls me, I can have some really rude message that only she gets.
Oh, absolutely.
Neat, I love it. When can I sign up? I'm having that.
Tina, you don't know what to say now, do you?
Do you know what? I'm just trying to think of what possible rude message Paul would want to say to you.
Oh, yeah.
They're endless.
Yeah. I love your thinking on that.
Mm.
Because in its reality, it's an incredibly simplistic thing, isn't it, really? Yes. But what a powerful thing to be able to do as well.
Very much so. Mm. And so folks that we have customers that we have delivered our network services to, and it's the minute our contract ends, we're going to be signing up with you.
Mm.
I'm being held hostage at the moment. Right. It's that kind of thing. And we are looking at transparency, flexibility. Mm. We have a set of dynamic bolt-ons that means you can phone one of my teams, say, oh, unexpectedly, I'm going to have to fly out to France. I need to have international roaming on my phone. It's not, oh, well, okay, well, you'll have to wait a few days. It's something that we can do spontaneously. We interact right at the core of the network.
So it sounds to me like what you've got is a team of people there that are responding to your customers.
Very much so.
Without this computer say no approach. Absolutely. That most of the big networks seem to operate these days.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I can tell you some hilarious stories about my my mobile phone provider just recently, or not so recently as well. Anyway.
We get to hear a lot of those.
I'm
stories.
Sure you do.
But in
a more general sense, it's one of my big soapbox ranty things about big organisations and their complete detachment from their customer base. I'll give you an example, not in mobile phones, although it does involve a phone. The week before, I started getting texts every day from a certain company I won't name, HomeServe. They started texting me saying, our engineer will be with you, would you like da-da-da or da-da-da? The trouble is, I don't have a contract with HomeServe. I'm not waiting for an engineer, and they had the wrong number. But I had a no-reply text message and no way of contacting them. And eventually, I got so annoyed with the amount of texts I was getting, and also worried about the person that was supposed to be receiving them that's sitting there, because they're an emergency service, and apparently somebody's trains had overflowed, and there was water pouring in their house, and they're sending me text messages about it. And I had no way of getting back to them. So I eventually tracked down a customer support number and rang them. Well, what a laugh that was. They refused to talk to me unless I could give them my customer number. I haven't got one. I'm not a customer.
That's
it's just, unbelievable, yes. Isn't it? It's just computers say no. And I'm saying to the person there, think about what I'm telling you. I'm not a customer of yours. You are misdirecting a message to me, and I'm trying to warn you that you're making a mistake. And all you're doing is reading off a screen to me. Well, I can't, it's just, do you not have a default position that you could put me through to?
And that is the issue where customer service falls down. And one of the things that we pride ourselves, we don't have people reading off a script.
Yeah.
It's, well, what's the problem? How can I help you?
Absolutely.
That's not something that's standard.
Let's see if there's something we can do. Yes. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yes. Isn't that just common sense?
It
isn't
is.
That, isn't that just good customer service? And it's surprising how many people don't want to do it anymore. So I love the sound of that. So, tell us a little bit more about the company itself. How long have you been going? What's your journey been as a company? What are the other products you offer as a company?
Well, we set the business up in 2007.
Right.
And so we were...
10.
Yes.
A decade.
Indeed. That's good. Indeed. Yeah. So we originally started out at Churchill Square.
Right.
and moved to our offices in Westmorland in 2009.
Right, okay.
So the business has been delivering network services to companies up and down the UK. We are as far afield as Edinburgh and as further south as the Channel Islands.
Are these all mobile related services?
No, this is hardwired
telephony type
big pipes to deliver data, voice over IP.
Okay.
So we're talking about data networks here.
Right. Okay.
So for us, the mobile service was just the final piece of our portfolio to give us the true spread of connectivity solutions. Because the way data and SIM cards are now, you can get so much data just on a SIM card.
Absolutely.
That you can put services into hard to reach places from a network perspective, where a SIM card in a router could actually deliver a service that they wouldn't ordinarily been able to.
Absolutely. I was talking to someone the other day who is the chief executive of quite a substantial local company, a fairly big, successful and growing company. Mm-hmm. And he lives just on the outskirts of Canterbury, in a small village, which is one of those places that we have dotted around Kent that has no broadband, basically.
Mm-hmm.
On, you know, my home, for instance, in Centerton, my broadband is less than 800 kilobits. If I had it, yeah, it's rubbish. So I use a WiMAX service.
Mm-hmm.
This chap also tried to use a WiMAX service, but his house is in a dip and it kind of didn't work. But for some bizarre reason, he gets an incredibly strong 4G signal. So his entire house, his entire family uses his mobile device. And all he does at the moment is he tethers his iPad to his router and then everybody uses it. But it you're absolutely right. It shows you.
Yes. And we've managed to get connectivity into some incredibly challenging places.
Right.
Okay. Really. One of them being the New Forest.
That was
a real challenge for my business partner, working with the various organisations to make that happen. But we did, and it's making a difference to the area.
Okay. So, without going into too technical a detail, because I'm sure we'll kind of all glaze over if we do that.
Are.
Yeah, yeah. the networks that you operate on. So if I wanted to become a customer of Agilis, what's the process? That's probably the easiest way of going
thing
about
to
this.
Do is to either, and I have it on my list here, you can contact us on our website, agilismobile.co.uk, or actually, why don't you just call us on 01732 401 601 and speak to one of the team.
Mm.
We are happy when to offer trial SIMs, so people can actually give. We've got those out in the market at the moment,
right,
with a couple of people trialing them, because of the where their staff are in different areas. So that's the first point of call. Call us. Mm. Let us know what it is you're looking for. We can actually, because we are the ones that are looking at the total. We're not speaking to anyone else. It's us putting the package together for you.
Right.
So, for example, if you are someone that travels over to the States for a period of time, we can bolt in some kind of call mechanism that includes those minutes that you might be using over there. But simply, we can just do an Agilis mobile SIM. You can decide whether you want to have the bolt on for the anywhere or just use the Agilis network.
Right.
So you
have your own mobile network?
Absolutely, yes. Okay. So you can do that. We have the international calling bolt on. It's very straightforward. Just pick up the phone to us. You decide. Everything's unlimited text, unlimited calls. You just decide on the data bundle. So our data bundles are from 4 gig up to 40.
Right, okay.
So you just decide how much data you want, and it's priced accordingly.
Fantastic. Can be easy, really, could it?
Yeah,
I'll be on the phone later. I'll be on the phone later.
I tell you what, why don't we give you a trial SIM so you can
absolutely
see what it's like.
As it is, I've been out of contract for about 2 years now.
Oh.
And
do you like the phone you've got?
It's an old... It's
It works.
I actually, for the first time, bought this, so it's my phone.
There you go.
And it's unlocked because I bought it unlocked. It's an iPhone 6 Plus, so it's a couple of iterations out.
Yeah.
But
iPhone
it kind of does what I need it to do. And I've not ever renewed my contract. And, you know, so...
We see... Well, the thing that we wanted to make sure people had was flexibility.
Mm.
So we offer a 30-day contract, so you can dip in and out as you want to. Or obviously, if you go onto a plan, then there's going to be more advantage there from a price perspective.
Absolutely. Cool. Now, the last thing I want to finish up with is what you're up to in the next few weeks, and in fact, for the rest of 2018 as well.
Well.
Because you guys, Agilis Mobile, are going to be platinum sponsors for the Grow Kent and the Ashford Business Awards.
That's
is that
right.
not so?
Yes, I was actually a judge for the Business Awards.
Were
and
you?
That was really, really...
It's tough, isn't it?
It was. It really was. One of the awards was with my fellow judge, Caroline Armitage.
Yep.
So that was something we had to do together. But it is tough. There are so many amazing companies in and around Kent.
Mm.
It was a very difficult. And I can say to all of those that entered, you were all amazing.
Mm.
And the choice and decisions are not easy for us judges to make. But we'll be at the Ashford Business Awards on Thursday.
Mm.
I know you're chairing the event and you're the MC at the award ceremony.
Mm.
But what's really important is that if you're not successful, don't let that really make you despair, because you were up against really first-class companies, and you were all really outstanding. As I say, it was very challenging. But then beyond 2017, we have the awards in, I'm just looking here, Canterbury,
Maidstone,
so we've got March and later in the year.
And West Kent as well,
yes.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and it's really good, and you know, from a Kent business community point of view, we really do appreciate companies like yours that support the rest of the community with these kind of sponsorship packages. You're absolutely right, I chaired and emceed the awards last year, which was the first running of the Ashford Awards. I think we had about 80 people at the awards dinner last year in Ashford, and we had loads and loads of companies. This year, there's been even more companies enter because they changed the criteria a little bit and pushed the geography out a bit so that Bird could enter, because she runs a global company
global
from Hive.
Business. Mm. Yeah. Global business.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So we kind of broadened it. I say we, it's nothing to do with me, but it was broadened out to allow more companies to enter. So, you know, as you quite rightly say, even those people who didn't make the finals should be incredibly proud, because there are over 140,000 businesses in Kent.
That's right, yes.
And, you know, so there's a lot of competition.
And I would say it doesn't matter on the size of your business, because some of the categories, they were so diverse.
Mm.
And it's not always the big guys that win.
Absolutely.
You know? And that's the thing. So you everyone's got a chance. One thing that Carol did say to me was that for the Ashford Awards next year, the geographical area is expanding. So it's going to include Hythe, Romney Marsh, Folkestone, Deal and Dover.
Yep.
And that if businesses want to, they can consider entering those now.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Look, Tina, it's absolutely great to talk to you. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. For the moment, Tina George of Agilis Mobile, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker show. Do check them out. It sounds like they've got a fabulous product and service offering for businesses, well, locally, or anywhere else, actually. But do check them out. If you want to meet Tina and the team, they're going to be at the Ashford Business Awards, and presumably some of you will be at Grow Kent as well during the day.
We will be at Grow Kent,
so do come along to Grow Kent this Thursday and say hello. For the moment, Tina, thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Tina.
Thanks, Bert.
Cool. Good stuff. Do you know what?
I think it is that time.
It is really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's that time in the show when we bring you the news update from the Federation of Small Business. I'm going to run through some events that are happening. If you want to find out details and book them, the easiest way is to go to bizradio.co.uk and click on the FSB tab and then on the events page. And they're all listed there with all the booking links. So I'm just going to run through them. Today is an FSB Women in Business brunch in Hythe. So you've missed that because it finished at 12. So too late. There's Kickstart Social Media Training for Small Businesses this Thursday. That's 10 a.m. To 5:30 p.m. in Bishopsgate in London. And that's with Lucy Hall, who's the founder of Aviso Media, and Deborah Turner, who's the champion for FSB Women in Business and a director of U Image. On Friday the 1st of December is Slope Off Friday Christmas Special, 2 p.m. until the middle of the night. The Empire Room, Ramsgate, with FSB membership advisor Andrew Knott and radio presenter Jill Serkin.
someone she's calling herself.
Radio presenter Jill Serkin. Yeah. Relaxed business networking over a spotter lunch and many crates of wine and Prosecco.
With a
lift home from me at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. So if you want to book your place there at the Empire Room in Ramsgate, it's this Friday for the Slope Off Christmas special. There's Women in Business Dartford on Tuesday the 5th of December. That's at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Base Point. And the guest speaker is Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, who is the owner of Orchard Employment Law. And then on Wednesday the 6th of December, there's festive drinks in Tunbridge Wells from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Beacon. Oh, the Beacon's lovely. Arranged by Jacqueline Franklin, host of FSB Women in Business events and director of Hospitality Media. As I say, you can find out and book all of those by going to the Biz Radio website and clicking on the FSB tab. What you got?
New digital skills resources toolkit for small business, Lloyds Bank and its partners on the Small Business Digital Capability Task Force, of which FSB are members, has produced a toolkit of resources that signpost to both free face-to-face and online digital tips and training. And they're looking at topics such as digital marketing, analytics, social media and cybersecurity. So you need to go to Education and Skills Policy Advisor Annie Pete for more information.
Have you taken steps to protect your intellectual property? FSB is hosting a roundtable with the Chartered Institute of Patents Attorneys on how small businesses can maximise their intellectual property. The roundtable will bring together small firms, IP professionals and policymakers to discuss how government can raise awareness of IP in the small business community and to ensure small firms are able to protect the IP that they hold. If you'd like to know more, email Jessica Smith. Yeah, what?
Just asking, saying. Do you think that's for authors and writers and content creators?
Yeah,
or is that in just general, like...
IP. Intellectual property.
Interesting.
Yeah. Contact Jessica Smith if you want to find out more.
Innovate UK announces new loans so small business working on infrastructure systems projects can now apply for a share of £10 million in an innovative UK pilot loans competition. Competition aims to help business overcome barriers to scaling up innovation in infrastructure systems, and the deadline for registration is 10th of January 2018.
Cool. There's a new you've just read that, haven't you?
What?
£10 million funds. Well,
yeah.
How come we got that twice?
Don't know. You've got a longer one than me. It was shorter.
Said the actress to the bishop.
It was shorter. Yours was very long.
Do you know, I was thinking... sorry to interrupt the FSB news, but I was thinking about this with the announcement yesterday about Harry and Meghan. That means if the Archbishop of Canterbury is going to marry them, then the actress will be really saying something to the bishop, won't she?
Indeed.
I wonder what. Anyway, a trade bill can create new opportunities for small businesses. New and ambitious global trade deals that benefit smaller businesses will in due course be one of the major Brexit opportunities, says Mike Cherry of the FSB. Following the publication of the government's Trade and Customs Bill this week, he added it's now critical that businesses are given a firm commitment to a time-limited transition period post-Brexit. September's UK trade statistics were also released this week, showing the total trade deficit widened by £3 billion to £9.5 billion, although the gap has narrowed in the next month.
Council parking regime stifles small business community. Local authorities could do more to boost growth by taking a more generous approach to parking around local high streets, reacting to new figures from the RAC Foundation that show 8 million local authority parking penalties are issued annually across England and Wales. Mike Cherry said introducing schemes like short stay parking can prove a shot in the arm for town centres.
Do you know what? I had to go to Tunbridge Wells the other week to go to an event in the morning.
Mm.
I parked on a 2-hour parking zone and had to go and sort of unpark at 11:30.
Yeah.
There was nowhere in Tunbridge Wells to park.
Yep.
The shopping centre car parks were all full and I ended up just driving home.
That's why I don't go there.
I was flabbergasted.
It's not rocket science, is it?
No.
If we can't park our cars, we can't do business.
Exactly.
And local authorities just will not.
No.
They will not tolerate cars.
And then they don't put the public transport in place and the infrastructure to get from Ashford to Tunbridge.
I tell you what.
Public transport, forget it.
That's one of the biggest bones of contention in Westmorland is car parking for the business community.
It is everywhere. It's a real problem everywhere. We're talking about park and ride. How about this for a park and ride? This is awesome. At the weekend, I live in Tenterston, tiny village. And we had our Christmas open evening when they turned all the lights on and everything, which is really brilliant. And they had a park and ride from Rolvenden, but it was on the steam train.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
How brilliant was that?
They do that in Hythe.
Yeah. VAT review must put simplification front and centre. Following the publication of the Office of Tax Simplification's value-added tax report, Routes to Simplification, Mike Cherry said that the review of the vastly complex VAT system is long overdue. Small business owners spend a huge number of hours a year complying with their VAT obligations, hours that should be spent running their firms.
Millions face a £150 tax sting. The government have announced that there will be a delay in the abolition of Class 2 national insurance contributions to April 2019. The hold-up means more than 4 million hard-working self-employed will not benefit from the expected tax cut of nearly £150. Mike Cherry said the delay was regrettable and costly.
Absolutely. Are you having trouble with online trading platforms? They're considering action against online platforms engaged in unfair trading practices. Have you had a negative experience with a platform that uses as part of your business? We're particularly interested in hearing from businesses affected by a sudden terms and condition change, delisting, changes to payment terms, loss of access to data, or opaque search ranking methods. If you have views to share as a business, please would you get in touch via the FSB website, fsb.org.uk, with James Sibley. Thank you.
Broadband compensation scheme. So Ofcom have announced plans for people to be automatically compensated by broadband and landline providers for slow repairs, missed appointments and delayed installations. Ofcom says that as a result, BT, Sky, TalkTalk, Virgin Media and Zen Internet have agreed to introduce the compensation system. And you need to go to ofcom.org.uk and look at their automatic compensation section.
Cool. Have you got any more?
I have.
Go for it.
Revealed staggering contribution of small business to UK economy. New figures from the Office for National Statistics showed that the contribution of non-financial businesses to the UK economy grew to, are you ready for this, 1.2 trillion in the year up to 2016, with the majority, 99.6% of the firms being small businesses. Great to hear, isn't it?
Mm, absolutely.
It's really
almost
exciting.
As many tweets as you get.
Nearly, but not quite.
Yeah.
1.2 trillion.
Yeah.
And the last one here is about the
A lot of them tweet twice, you see. That's why the number's so big.
So this is this
carry on bird.
This is this small business start Saturday bus that started off in Scotland. It's been travelling through 29 different towns. It must be somewhere now. We've been reading this out for weeks.
Yeah,
where it is.
They're on their way down. They're probably somewhere in Essex or Hertfordshire or somewhere like that.
And they're launching during the tour as a new mentoring programme, as well as Small Business Saturday Blue Sofa, where interviews and a Q&A system, and they go through everything about Facebook Live, daddy, and that's a Small Business Saturdays at uk.com.
Fantastic.
They're still sat behind a lorry on the M20 somewhere.
Yeah, they're probably stuck somewhere, yeah. Absolutely. That brings us to the end of another week's FSB News Roundup. We've still got tweets coming in. I've had a tweet from Chris Hyde of Camellia Genics, and he says, Business Bunker, please can I have a Tuesday Business Bunker shout out? I'm not able to listen live as I'm on my way to Birmingham. Birmingham? What's he going to Birmingham for?
That's a shame, because Chris always sent in the most hilarious ones.
Hilarious gifts. Yeah, well, he's on his way to Birmingham. And
get the train and use Virgin's Wi-Fi.
And he says, yes, Paul, there is dragons here.
Nice.
There'd be dragons in Birmingham. He's going to deliver a human factors course for NHS professionals. He says, have a great show, and I'll listen again on the catch-up. Thank you, Chris. Enjoy Birmingham.
Well, we got the Organic Sisters on it again. Have you seen them? They're brilliant. I love it at the minute. Yeah. So they said it's time to order for Christmas veg, turkey, meat, cheeses. Well, funny enough, Caroline and Liz, we've only just been talking about this, how you've got to get your turkey ordered, pantry, etc. They work with small-scale producers. So when it's gone, Paul, it's gone.
But
what you've got to do is go on to their Twitter and have a look at their new picture. So they've got one of Riverford, and it's their hamper. That's a Kentish
local hamper.
Fantastic.
From the Organic Sisters.
Fantastic. Thank you, Caroline and Liz. Had a tweet from Anthony Jones. AJ Photo Info is his Twitter handle. Tuesday Thoughts. Can we have a Business Bunker shout out for the Kent Creative Artists and Culture businesses taking part in Kent Creative Connect at the Alexander Centre in Faversham? Thank you. Yes, of course. Consider yourself shouted out. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Oh, I think we do.
We're going to join John Francis in the Channel Radio newsroom.
On the Hour, Channel Radio News Update.
Ireland's Deputy Prime Minister is to resign. Francis Fitzgerald has stepped down over a handling of a police